Ms. Iverson.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. I have two mandatory harvest reporting cases before you. Mr. Jerry Decatur is our first case. I do believe Mr. Jerry Decatur is here today.
Mr. Decatur, please come forward, sir. You swear you in here. You hereby swear the testimony you're going to give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Please state your name for the record into the microphone.
Jerry Lawrence Decatur, Jr.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Iverson.
Mr. Jerry Decatur was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of March 2015 by first and second postcard notices. He was also missing several months, April through June 2015. Mr. Decatur was sent a third and final notification by certified mail to the address he provided to the commission for all missing harvest reports. The final notification was mailed to Mr. Decatur on July 15, 2015, and was received and signed by Mr. Decatur on July 17. Mr. Decatur contacted staff by phone on July 24 after the notice and was informed at that time by staff of his failure to report. Mr. Decatur told staff he would take care of the issue. He indicated they still needed to submit the reports. At that time, he had harvest in March and April and was told by staff that he needed to submit those 2 months of report as well. Staff received harvest reports on August 18, 2015 for Mr. Decatur for the months of May, June, and July. His August harvest report was received on September the 15th. However, his March and April reports had not been submitted at that time. Mr. Decatur was issued a personal service letter on September the 24th for failing to report his harvest for March and April. Mr. Decatur contacted staff again by phone after he was already served on September the 28th regarding his pending hearing. He was again told by staff that he was missing the March and April harvest reports for 2015. Mr. Decatur told staff at that time that he had worked with his father during those months. Staff mailed Mr. Decatur that same day the form to resolve that issue and informed him at that time that the issue could have been resolved back when he contacted the office in July 24. Mr. Decatur received and signed his personal service letter on September the 29th. For today's hearing, Mr. Decatur submitted his missing March and April reports to staff on October the 7th, 2015. Of course, this was after he had been served already to appear before the commission.
Are there questions from the commission? Let me just clarify, he's now up to date on all his harvest reports.
Yes, all right. He has all of his harvest reports in the office as of today.
All right, Mr. Decatur, let me ask, and then others might have some questions as well. What happened here?
I fished with my daddy in the month of like April and March and April. I was fishing on the hill, 2216, my father's commercial ID number. And we both just got mixed up and didn't put down that I was fishing with him on his cards. And when they called, they sent me the letter on my crab and harvest reports where I started fishing right back under my card. I totally forgot all of the way about March and April. It's my honest mistake.
Okay. I can understand that, but
100%.
To a degree, but then we had all these notifications that you kept receiving and you kept ignoring.
No, I wasn't ignoring them. I was just grabbing stuff. I apologize. I misunderstand between my father and I. He didn't put me down on the thing.
Questions from the commission?
I figured your report, sir, was about me being delinquent with my crab report, so I got them called up and I slipped my mind on March and April. This is my father.
Any other questions from the commission? Well, then let me ask, Mr. Decatur, we've been through this before, have we?
Years ago.
2012, failure report, April 2013, improper reporting in July of 2014, May through November of 2012. So, I mean, that was a significant period there, and you were actually revoked in 2010.
Yes.
How are we going to make sure this doesn't happen again?
I'll give you my word. I'll fill my reports out every time. I just get so busy. I put them on the dash of my truck. I'm going to do it, and I'll be honest with you. I just keep look at more national pickup truck. I get them off the pilot into a big, and that's more than I should have, sir.
I think you need to find another way.
Yes, sir, I do believe that.
Anything from the commission?
I guess I just have a question of
Mr. Neal.
Staff, I guess, with regarding that two-year revocation in 2010 to 2012, what was that for?
For striped bass violations.
Stephanie, what's the staff recommendation for this particular matter before us?
Staff recommends Mr. Decatur be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, beginning the day of this hearing, October 27, 2015, and ending on October 26, 2017. During this probationary period, any violation of Chapter 610 or any of the laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth, corresponding regulations by Mr. Decatur may require Mr. Decatur to appear before hearing of the commission for possible full license regulations.
This last all notes for them, sir. I couldn't go through having my license with her. I would do everything I can to have the police state and fish. If she had daughter going to college in San Diego, it's all for this fish crap. And I would give my word and all to all y'all. I'll stay on top of everything.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Zeter.
Somebody said, could you put his record back up there? I mean, somebody's had his license revoked down there in 2010 to 2012. Should have got the message. And then, you know, he's got these missing reports. And what bothers me about these kind of cases, if that was me and my whole life depended on that money to raise my family, my education for my daughter, when I got that first license, I'd have been on the phone. I'd probably drove up here and got somebody from the commission to say, what is it you guys need? And he didn't do that. And he gets a second letter, and he doesn't do that. And then, and he just he gets these one report after the next. I can't see. If it didn't solve the problem by revoking his license for 2 years, it sure is not going to get the problem solved by giving him probation for a year or two. So I think it's way too lenient for his record.
Mr. Neal.
Question of counsel again. This is a more frequent violation. How long can we put him on probation?
I believe the failure report was, when was it? May.
It's a series of them.
Yeah, it was March. I think March and April of 2015. So they were both prior to the law change in July. So it would be 2 years.
Anyone else from the commission? Well, the matter's before the commission. What's your will? Mr. Zeter.
I move we revoke his license for a year instead of probation.
It's a motion by Mr. Zeter. Is there a second?
I'll have to second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Is there some discussion on the matter? Let me add my 2 cents here for what it's worth. I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you want to go with this. Personally, I'm thinking that's a little much from my perspective here. I mean, we have a history, and there's a lengthy number of these issues. The natural resources issue was dealt with a two-year probation in 2010 to 2012. This is mandatory harvest reporting. I don't know that we've done much for a mandatory harvest report violation, at least in recent memory, more than a year revocation, and that was after somebody did the same thing while on probation or double probation. So kind of thinking, from my perspective, this might be a little much. But that's just my perspective. I'm just one of eight voices up here.
So what are you thinking?
I could see it, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 month revocation period and followed by a year of probation.
Agree with that.
I mean, that's just my perspective. But I mean, what all you want to do? I mean,
I just strongly feel we should go with staff recommendation for 2 year probation.
And we're kind of across the board with this. Mr. Zeger.
I move to amend my motion to 6 months revocation.
That takes a friendly amendment, second with a friendly amendment.
I'll second.
All right. So now we're at a 6 month revocation period. In its entirety. That's your motion.
Is there a substitute motion?
Is there a substitute motion?
I feel that we should go with staff recommendation for 2 year probation.
Well, then that's a substitute motion to go with the staff recommendation for 2 years probation. Is there a second to the substitute motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney because she was slightly louder, Mr. France. Which doesn't happen all that often. So that is a motion that has precedent here, so we're going to have to vote on the motion for staff recommendation for probation for 2 years. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I need a show of hands on that, please. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's aye votes by Mr. France, Tankard, Haney, and Minor. All in favor say no.
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 The chair votes no as well. Mr. Ballard, you voted no as well. So that's a 4-4 tie, so the motion does not pass. Then we're back to the original motion, which is
6 month revocation.
6 month revocation. Discussion, further discussion on that motion.
I have one more.
Mr. Tankard.
You know, when I read these summons histories, they're one of the top of the list that just catches my eye, and I can't help but it. Summons 065587, issue 2000-08-15. What's that in plain English? What year is that? Is that year 2000? That's for his casting garbage into the water. The ruling was guilty on that. He had a $100 fine.
It was year 2000.
That says the year 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was issued August 15th of 2000.
Okay. Thank you.
So, the motion by Mr. Zeger and second by Mr. Neal is a 6 month revocation period. Effective today. Mr. Tanker, do you have other questions?
No, sir.
Does anybody else have other questions or discussion? Well, the matter's before the commission, I'm going to call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody saying no?
No.
No. No by Mr. France, Mr. Minor, Ms. Haney. And the chair votes aye, so that is a 5-3 vote, the motion passes. Mr. Decatur, license is revoked for 6 months. You need a better system. If you go with the officer here, he'll give you a letter that explains your appeal rights.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all very much.
The next case is Mr. Michael Britt. He is also here.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Zeger.
I'd like to point out, and let me ask staff here, in that last case, on the second page of the report, you have Mr. Britt, Michael Britt, in there. Is that supposed to be in there?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Michael Britt was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of July 2015 by certified mail issued August 6, 2015. It was discovered that he had failed to report his harvest or no harvest by the 5th of the month by our Law Enforcement Division, which notified Fisheries Management Division. Mr. Britt's certified letter was returned unclaimed to VMRC on September the 28th, 2015. Mr. Britt has also failed to report harvest or no harvest for the months of July and September 2015. Those have been resolved as of today. We have resolution on that. Mr. Britt submitted his July and September 2015 reports to staff on 10/23/15, but this, of course, wasn't until after he had been served to appear on October the 7th for the commission meeting today.
Are questions from the commission? Stephanie, I have a question. Is he caught up yet?
Yeah, as of October the 23rd.
October the 23rd. Okay. So, Friday.
Correct.
Any other questions from the commission?
He's still carrying previous convictions.
Mr. Britt, please raise your right hand. You hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Please state your name for the record.
Michael Britt.
Mr. Britt, what can you tell us about this?
Here lately, I've just been having a tough time. My son was born less than a year ago with a disease where his intestines were outside of his stomach. He was in CHKD for 2 months, back and forth there. Now he has a issue where he has seizures. I've been in and out of the hospital with that. And these letters, they go to my mother's house. I don't know why the address hasn't been changed, but I have not been there in over a period of 2.5 years, 3 years, and I only went back there for a period of 6 months when I went through a divorce. But like I said, I was having a tough time. I apologize for the inconvenience, and it will never happen again. I can promise you that.
Stephanie, do we have an accurate address for Mr. Britt on file now?
The address that we have on file, unless they contact us and tell us otherwise, we go by the address.
And it is the harvester's responsibility to make sure that their addresses, their contact information is up to date. Other questions from the commission of Mr. Britt? Mr. Zedrin.
I understand your the situation now with your child, but what's the excuse for in 2004 taking possession uncalled, or is just 2006 commercially working crab gear without waterman card, 2006 did possess dark sponge crabs beyond culling period, 2008 commercially fishing and maintaining crab pots with blocked or obstructed cull rings, another 2008 commercially fishing and maintaining crab pots with improper cull rings, in 2011, having illegal catch of blue crabs on board a commercial oyster drink boat. In 2011, another one for taking possession of female hard blue crabs out of season. In 2012, commercially harvesting oysters with hand scrape while in the James River seed hand tong area. Two others in 2012, commercially taking oyster between sunset and sunrise. Leave the dock with commercial scrape boat more than half hour. In 2012, another one for operating a power-driven vessel without navigation lights. 2012, another one commercially scraping oysters on public rock out of season. And another one in 2012, impede an officer in the inspection of cargo. And another one in 2012, commercially hand scrape in hand tong area. I mean, what happened to you in all those times?
I wasn't found guilty on all. I had a run-in one day where they tried to say I was in a certain spot, but, I mean, the lights, I mean, they weren't all out. The green was on. The other two were blown.
Two of them dismissed. All the others, you read, what about the, they were, of those he read, I see two of them were dismissed, but you were found guilty on all the others.
I've had tough time. Like I said, I mean, I know that's not y'all's problem. I appreciate if y'all would have some mercy, but I guarantee I'll never be late with the report again, and I'll shoot a straight line from this day forward.
Yeah.
I'm not depending 100% on this.
Mr. Britt, that would fall on more favorable years in my case if we didn't have failure to report issues in 2008, in 2009, in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, and this year. I mean, this has been an annual problem dating back to 2008. Why?
Like I said, I went through a divorce and moved out. Moved to a different place and then moved from there, and then went back to my mom's for a couple months and moved from there. And now, I mean, I finally got a stable place. Like I said, I just had a child. And, I mean, I apologize for the inconvenience. I understand where you're coming from, but I promise, I mean, from this day forward, I'll shoot straight. If I'm ever late on a report again, I mean, I understand fully where you're coming from, but I can promise you.
Well, matters before the commission.
Mr. Michael Britt, staff recommends he be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, beginning the day of his hearing, October 27, 2015, and ending on October 26, 2017. During this probationary period, in violation of Chapter 610 or any of the laws related to the marine resources of the Commonwealth, and corresponding regulations by Mr. Britt may require Mr. Britt to appear before hearing the commission for possible license suspension.
Mr. Zeger.
I think we got to send a message sometime. And I would move that we revoke his license for 12 months, all his fishing privileges and licenses for 12 months.
Motion by Mr. Zeger. Is there a second?
I'll do it again. I'll second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Any questions? Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, he's got quite a list of guilty convictions. And although I would have a tendency to go with a staff recommendation in this case, he sounds like he does have some outside influences that have made him appear here today. And the staff has given him, I would say, a lenient recommendation. And at this time, I think I'd go with that lenient recommendation of a 2-year probation. If he does fly straight, as you say, you will, then you're okay. But if you don't, it'll be as Mr. Zedron has given his presentation for a revocation. That'd be what I would say. I see that he enjoys the staff recommendation. I'd make a substitute motion for that.
And I second that.
Substitute motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Miner here for 1 year of probation two years of probation for Mr. Britt. And that is the motion that takes precedent. Any discussion on that? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Let me see a show of hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's Mr. France, Mr. Tankard, Mr. Miner, Ms. Haney. All, let me see the no hands, if you would, please. 1, 2, 3. The chair votes no as well, so it's a 4-4 tie, and the motion fails. Which turns us back to the original motion by Mr. Zedron here for 1 year revocation of licenses and fishing privileges. And that's second by Mr. Neal. Discussion on that. Mr. Ballard.
I would be more amenable to, I think, a 6-month revocation like we did for the previous case with a 1-year probation following that. I'd offer that as a substitute motion.
Second.
We go with a substitute, second substitute motion? Yes, we can. All right. So it's a motion for a 6-month revocation by Mr. Ballard.
followed by 1 year probation.
Followed by 1 year of probation.
Your evidence.
And the second was from Ms. Haney?
Yes.
Any discussion on that motion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair will vote aye on that as well here.
Abstain with me.
Mr. Minor abstains. So the vote is 7-0-1. Ms. Britt, license and your title fishing privileges are revoked for 6 months. Ms. Britt, this has been building to this day now for many years, apparently. If you go with the officer, he'll give you a letter here that explains your appeal rights.
We have one extra person, Mr. Richard Johnson, who has been on suspension for failure to appear. I don't know if he's here or not today. He wasn't at last time.
Mr. Richard Johnson? Apparently he's not here.
He is currently suspended until he appears.
Well, then it will continue to be so.